You know, I like to share with experiences that I have in my life. And yesterday I was playing with Father Jared's dog, Tobin. He's come back again, right? Okay. And he likes to play fetch. The only thing is, he brings the ball to me, but he doesn't let go. You know, he keeps it in his mouth and he tells, okay, you throw the ball from here. And he doesn't let it go. It's very difficult to play fetch when he doesn't let it go. This is also, my dear friends, what happens to us. We sometimes don't let go of our past. We sometimes don't let go of the things that have happened to us in order to walk closer to God. This is what the gospel is telling us. Jesus is telling us, let go of your past. Learn from your experiences. Live in the present towards the future. And that's what we all need to do. I was traveling with one of our friends some days back. And from where we are, the co-passengers usually don't have the seatbelt on. But over here, I think it's necessary that we should be wearing the seatbelt. And I forgot that I was wearing the seatbelt. When we parked at a place, I was trying to get out, but I was absent-minded, I do confess. And I was like trying to get out, and the seatbelt was blocking me from getting out. You know, I had to release the buckle so that I could go outside to walk to my destination. We fasten ourselves with the past. We fasten ourselves with all the sadnesses, the things that have hurt us in the past, and we fail to move forward. Dear friends, let us close our eyes for a moment. Let us reflect on those things that have happened in the past. Do I live in the past? Do I live in my miseries, or am I living in the present, looking towards the future, walking towards God?